Hi, I'm Jesse Jackson, and this is an episode of 30 Days of Springsteen. National Podcast Post Month is a challenge that is offered to podcasters to see if they could podcast every day for the month of November. So 30 days of November, 30 episodes of your podcast. And this is my attempt to meet that challenge. Cowboys, cowboys, cowboys. That is the mantra of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, the sports station I listen to on a daily basis here in Dallas. They had a program manager years ago that said, you can't go wrong talking to the Dallas Cowboys if you are in a DFW market, no matter what time of year it is. So today I'm kind of combining two topics. I'm combining my love of the Dallas Cowboys and of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I grew up in a family that was not big on sports. My parents had no care whatsoever. And so I did not really start becoming a fan. I mean, like, I'd want to watch the Super Bowl when other people did, but I had no connection, no team to cheer for. In college, my roommate was a big Saints fan, so I would watch the Saints. And I used to cheer for Tampa Bay because I made a joke once that Tampa Bay, when it was the 80s and they were the worst team in the league, I said, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl, just being a smart aleck, and then they ended up being good. And so I kind of cheered for Tampa Bay for a while. Then in 86, Lynn and I moved to Dallas, and rooting for the Cowboys is in the atmosphere. It is in the water, and I became a fan. Started watching every game. Then in 89, Chris was born. He watched the games with me from the very beginning. And in fact, one of the traumatic things that Linda still brings up is during the 1994 NFC Championship game, where Dallas shot itself in the foot and was down 21-0 and within the first 5 minutes of the game. They ended up losing by 10 points, but that is still one of my favorite games because of how hard Troy, Emmett, and Michael fought to come back. Chris now then is 30, and he lives and breathes Dallas sports. I have said this many times, but it's true. When Chris was in his teenage years and would be out having fun, he would always come home to watch the Cowboy game with his dad. Today, he lives at his own place, but we still get together every weekend to watch the game. It has brought us immense joy watching the game together. We have a whole ritual. There is a CD we play. We put up a banner. We have this whole thing that we do. And more times than not, we get our hearts broken. The Cowboys just are a 500 team over the pad during Jason Garrett's tenure, and I really, really want to like Jason Garrett because he's a huge Springsteen fan, but maybe it might be time for a change. So despite us not having any real playoff success since the early 90s, the Dallas Cowboys are Chris Jackson and I's team, and we will be there every Sunday cheering for him, hoping for the best, and just praying for a return to the Super Bowl and a win. I know there's a lot of people out there who listen to Seth Lessing Bruce that are Patriots fans, that are Giants fans, that are Eagles fans, and I love you guys all. Despite our differences in sports, our love of Bruce binds us together. So I'm going to be thankful for the Dallas Cowboys and for Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, the sports station that is filled with shtick and fake characters and insight. And it is something that Chris and I have listened to together from the moment I was driving him to school back in the fourth or fifth grade up till today. So I guess this is all about Chris and I's bonding and what we bond over. Let's go Cowboys. As I record this, they're going to be playing the San Francisco Giants on Sunday. That's the day I'm going to post this episode, and I know we're going to get our butts kicked, but maybe not. This was the latest episode of Set Lessing Bruce, 30 Days of Springsteen episode. We are contributing the National Podcast Posting Month. Thank you for being along for the ride. I am Jesse Jackson, and I hope you give me some feedback. Please send it to me at setlessingbruce@gmail.com, or you can reach out to our Facebook page at setlessingbruce. You can also go to the show's website, www.setlessingbruce.com. What are you grateful for?
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.